Hello, warriors. It is Susie Barolo here, certified life and wellness coach. And today I am bringing you a blog post that I titled Two Tools for a Strong September. My company is called Strength, Mind, and Body. And I labeled it that because, well, one, those are my initials, SMB, Strength, Mind, Body. But also because in order to be a strong and empowered woman or man, you need the strength of your mind and your body. They are intertwined. There is no way to disconnect it. What you are thinking and feeling internally shows up externally in our body, and what you are putting on your body and the, you know, if you're not sleeping and the stresses you're putting on your body show up internally, and they are intertwined and there is no way to separate them. And that is my business, empowering women and some courageous men to evolve to that next best level of themselves by looking at how they are treating themselves internally and externally. Right now, my blog post is about September, as September starts for us, I was going to say here in the US, but really all around the world this week. And it's a great time of year to recall the goals and intentions that we set in January, and to reflect on what our year has been like so far. And in that reflecting, we can choose to adjust our sails to finish the year strong in a certain way. And I am here to encourage you today to do just that. What did you have in mind for your 2017 when it was January? And now that it's September, how has that been going? What have you been doing well? What have you, maybe where's some room for improvement? And let's adjust the sails and let's go. It's a time of year when we might ditch our January goals to set new goals for ourselves and our families, either because we've reached our January goals or because our priorities have changed. We might get all excited thinking about calm mornings before school without technology, about the possibilities of chore charts, or about daily exercise routines for us or and our family. Though it's always a better idea to just do them for you, not your family. I encourage you to take that enthusiasm and take action. If you're anything like me, I spent many Septembers thinking about all the ways to reduce technology use in my house, or thinking about how to get my kids to help more around the house, doing a lot of thinking instead of diving in and doing it. I would spend time on Pinterest and look at all the pretty chore charts others have created instead of creating my own. Or I'd get on Facebook to read how other kids don't reach for their phones and how other kids are out exploring nature, and instead of sitting down and establishing some ground rules for my own boys. Join me and let's make this September different. How? By bringing mindfulness and intentionality into our days. Wait, stay with me. Keep listening. That's not woo-woo magic fairy stuff, because I started this last year and it's been working. Yes, it means I have to take action, but it's made all the difference in my and my family's lives. How? By doing two things each day. Okay. First thing, what I call morning magic. Schedule time to sit 5 to 10 minutes in the morning to consciously create your day. Keyword there, conscious. Consciously create your day. Get out your calendar, a pad of paper, and a pen, and get started by asking yourself some of these questions. What do I want my day to be like? How do I want to feel during my day? How do I want to be, or what do I want to act like? Another way of, how do I want to show up today? How do I want to feel at the end of the day? That one really helps me often. Like, how do I want to feel at the end of this day? And what do I need to do to make that happen? Answer these questions on your pad of paper each morning for the month of September. Once the habit is established, you can decide to visualize your day instead of writing it down on paper. However, there is magic when we put pen to paper. I love, there's a quote called, don't just think it, ink it. They have shown studies of what happens in the brain when you connect your hand and the writing to paper. So for September, we're going to try it. My days stay closest to my intention when I write down what that intention is. How do I want to feel? How do I want to show up as a mom, as a partner, as a businesswoman? Write down the actions you need to take to feel the way you want to feel on your calendar. Plan it out and set a time for each task. Exercise, sleep, eating, packing lunches, etc. Whatever it is you need to do. If you want to feel calm and in control, well, then maybe at night you need to pack the lunches. Maybe in the morning you wake up early and get your exercise in. Some pieces will be identical each day. That's great. And others will vary depending on the day of week and the events involved. What doesn't vary is your commitment to yourself and the commitment to live consciously. Write it down. If you want a different September, do something differently. Write it down in the morning. The second piece of this, you have morning magic. Now you have evening examination, I'm calling it. Similar to your morning magic, gift yourself 5 to 10 minutes to sit down and examine your day. Get out the same tools, the paper, your calendar, a pen, and ask yourself, what went well today? What can I learn from today? What do I want to do differently tomorrow? All of this is said as if you're talking to a friend. Like, what went well today? What'd you do well today, Susie? What could you do differently? Well, let me think. I screamed at my kids after blah, blah, blah. Tomorrow, maybe I'll want to take some action and be a little proactive there. And so you're just looking at yourself, treating yourself as that kind, compassionate observer we talk about. Taking these two steps, morning magic and evening examination, has dramatically improved my life. I'm calmer. I'm happier. When shit does hit the fan, I am less likely to react and make it worse, like fling it all around. I can stay in my moment and I remind myself, hey, what do you want to feel like at the end of the day, Susie? Do you want to feel like a reactive, crazy mom? Or maybe right now is a time to take a deep breath in through your nose, out of your mouth, and handle whatever has come your way. If you want a different experience in your life, you must do something differently. What did you do last December? How did that work? I'm sorry, last September. How did that work for you? Commit to yourself and this habit for a September that's different from your past Septembers. If you skip a day of both morning magic or an evening examination or one or the other, perfect. You can reflect on why you chose to skip the steps and how your day was different because of your choice. Then start right back up the next day. Or if you missed morning magic, start right back up that evening with evening examination. There is no perfect way to live or parent. We aren't perfect. We will make mistakes. But we learn from our experiences, which is why these two tools pair really well together. We set intentions for the morning. Life happens. And we learn in the evening. Move forward into the next day and to be that better, evolved version of ourselves. A mindful mom is more content and a less reactive mom. A mom who blames others, looks for excuses as to why her day was a certain way, and keeps doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is a bitter and sour mom. It's truly your choice. Which do you want to be? It takes a little more effort to take the 5 to 10 minutes in the morning and the 5 to 10 minutes in the evening, but try me here. If you want a different September, try this. Email me, comment below, zing me a message. The more of us who live in a conscious and intentional way, the calmer and less reactive this world will be. Go get them, warriors, this week. And please check in with me. How's your morning magic going? How's your evening examination going? It has helped me. It's changed my life. Let's go.